Chapter 15. The Final Bullet. Samad stood and watched as the 17-year-old Archie followed the young doctor into the trees and disappeared. The two of them kept walking until they came to some flat, open land. Then Archie made the doctor stop and stood in front of him.
"Stay there," he said. "Stay bloody there."
Because he wanted to see pure evil. He needed to see it, and then he would be able to shoot him. But the doctor was walking slowly, and he looked weak. Archie had never seen a man look so broken. He wanted to say, "You look like I feel." But neither man spoke. They just stood there for a while, looking at each other across the gun.
"Look, I'm sorry about this," said Archie finally. "The war's over. I don't want to shoot you, but my friend Samad, well, there it is. I'm a bit drunk, actually."
"Can I have a cigarette?" the doctor asked suddenly. And it was at that moment that it all started to go wrong. Archie should have shot Perret then, but instead he watched him light a cigarette.
"I think you have a problem," the doctor said quietly. "On the one hand, you have to do the right thing for your country. On the other hand, I am a man. I am speaking to you. I breathe and I bleed as you do. And you do not know what kind of man I am. You have only heard things, so it is difficult."
"It's not difficult," replied Archie.
Then he moved nearer and lifted the gun to the doctor's head.
"Have you finished?"
The doctor began to shake. Then he fell to his knees.
"But please, think, my friend. Try to think, Archie," he said quickly, knowing that using the boy's name would have the most power.
"Please, stop talking.
What you decide now, you will have to live with for the rest of your life," the doctor continued, and then he stood up and began to walk slowly forward.
"Stay where you are," shouted Archie. Then, "I know. I'll flip a coin."
The doctor slowly turned round.
"Right, this is what we're going to do," Archie continued. "I'm going to put my gun down here so that you can trust me. Slowly. Here."
Archie slowly placed the gun on the ground between them and stepped back.
"And now I'm going to flip this coin. And if it's heads, I'm going to kill you. And if it's tails, I won't. All right? Here goes."
The coin rose in the air and then began to come down. And that's when Archie realised that he had flipped it wrongly. And he turned round to watch it fall on the grass behind him. He was bending down to pick it up when he felt a terrible pain in his right thigh. He looked down to see blood. At the same time, he turned back round to see Dr. Perret with the gun hanging weakly in his right hand.
"For goodness sake, why did you do that?" shouted Archie. "It was tails. See? It was tails."
So everyone watched with horror as the bullet entered Archie's thigh and threw him against the mouse's glass box. Then glass was flying everywhere. If this was a film, the music would start now, Archie thought. But first, you need an end. And that's when he imagined Milat and Majid arguing about who did what and the police telling them that they had to do 400 hours of community service as gardeners in Joyce's new project, a huge park by the Thames. And he imagined in 7 years' time, Irie, Joshua and Hortense sitting by the sea in Jamaica. For, of course, Irie and Joshua became lovers in the end, while Irie's little girl wrote to bad Uncle Milat and good Uncle Majid and felt as free as a bird because she did not have her father's past to trouble her. And then he imagined himself and Samad and Clara and Alsana all sitting in O'Connell's,
which had finally decided to let women in, and playing cards. But that would all be a lie. The past was never simple, and the future was always perfect. And, as Archie knew, it was not like that. It had never been like that. But all the same, it would be interesting to know how many people this evening had chosen to watch a bleeding man fall across a table, and how many instead had chosen to watch a small brown mouse running away. Archie watched the mouse. It stood very still, with a look of joy on its tiny face. Then it ran over his wrist and along the table, through the hands of those who were trying to catch it. He saw it jump off the end of the table and disappear under a door.
"Go on, my boy," thought Archie.
Penguin Readers, White Teeth, Zadie Smith. Level 7. Retold by Anna Truin. Series Editor, Sorrel Pitts. Read by Nicole Davis. Copyright Penguin Books Limited, 2020.